Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. Look, we wish we had a 2-2 series. We're a 3-1 Sixers series lead. But, you know, the Knicks have found ways to win games, and the Sixers have found ways to lose games, and it's brutal. It really is. All right, give you some good news here. Cooper DeJean getting a lot of praise, both locally and nationally, for what he'll bring to the table for the Eagles. Here, John, is from Pro Football Focus and a write-up they had of Cooper DeJean. Here's what they write. The talk of DeJean playing outside cornerback or safety or slot corner at the next level is not due to a lack of a home position. It's because he could truly be an impact player anywhere. His footwork, ball skills, and explosive athleticism make him an impactful outside cornerback, one with all-pro potential. Pretty big write-up right there.
Boy, Eagles, all-pro.
I know. Eagles got an A. From Mel Kiper, one of two teams that Mel Kiper gave an A to. And a lot of
it. Who else got an A? Was it the Steelers?
It was.
Seems not like the Steelers got a lot of
the Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are the other team that got an A.
So, you know, it's look, they're getting high praise. All right, let's go to the phones. The Eagles, the Sixers. If you want to weigh in on the Phillies, obviously you can as well. I mean, they deserve praise. Unfortunately, just hard to squeeze them in here today. But, John, something tells me we're going to have a lot of time in the month of May to talk Phillies baseball.
You think?
A lot of time. Seltzer, give me an answer.
That should be very exciting.
Well, yeah, but it would have been more exciting coupled with Sixers playoff action. James, give me an answer to this question. We will undoubtedly, when the season ends, and it may end as soon as tomorrow night, we will do, obviously, a poll that we'll figure out the exact wording, but it'll probably be something like this. Should the Sixers trade Joel Embiid? Where do you think, James, let's say they lose tomorrow night, where do you think that poll result would go? Where will that show be, you know, 2, 3, 4 days from now? What percentage would say it's time to trade Joel Embiid?
It's fascinating. I think in the moment, it'll be more than probably if we waited 2 weeks after. But I think it's going to be close to 50-50, maybe even more than 50% say trade him.
Might
which,
be.
Which is, we've definitely never been
now,
there.
John, are you there yet?
My gut says it's going to be more than 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, I am.
You're the expert at guessing those, too.
But so. I'm lucky sometimes. This is one where I have been so steadfast, and I have believed that they could actually get this thing in gear and that Joel could change his spots, so to speak.
I'm not going to wag my.
I no longer feel like that's like reasonable to expect. Like I don't know this whole process. I do think it has broken me, almost to the point where you are broken, Joe.
Well, I'm not broken.
Are you sure?
No, I guarantee I'm not broken. I'm incredibly frustrated. I'm aware that this whole thing will probably end without a championship, but I'm not yet ready to trade him when I know what that represents, which is totally starting over. Because you don't trade Joel, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's not for a player. Like, right. I can't get Anthony Edwards, all right? Not happening. We're no, we're way past that point. By the way, that guy might be
he's the next superstar.
In the next year or two, the best player in the NBA.
He is fun.
He is
too.
Great. And
he's
also
fun to watch, and he's fun.
He's extraordinarily confident when he talks.
Yes.
He talks.
So
like
does
how
he
a,
say extraordinarily like that?
Well, can I ask you a question about extraordinary?
What?
What idiot came up with that word as a way to talk about something special? You're extraordinary? Oh, let's make that special. Yeah, extraordinary. It's
a extra, great word.
It's extraordinary. Like, you're so ordinary, you're extraordinary.
It's not a bad point. I never really thought about it.
I mean, Seltzer,
yeah.
Right?
No, yeah, it's a good
point. I mean,
point.
Does that make any sense?
That's really strange.
Some idiot, number of centuries ago.
To be
ago,
not ordinary.
Yeah.
Extra not like, ordinary.
Yeah, let's make really special extra. Extraordinary.
Joe.
You're right.
Good point.
Let's go to the phones.
Oh,
yeah, they,
God.
They missed it. They really did. You went the wrong way with
that. Trip you up, Joe. Like, literally, are mind-boggling.
All right, let's go to Drew in Westchester. Yes, Drew, I dwell on these things. Hello.
I think it's a good point, actually. I may or may not have thought about it at some point, too. So I'm with you. So I'm with you there. So I got a point on the draft and then a point on Bradbury. Yeah, overall, I give the Eagles A-. I think they did a real nice job. I shared this with Seltzer on Saturday.
Well,
I thought
what's
it might
the
be
minus in- then, Drew? Like, if they did a really nice job, why are you minusing
How
them?
About the third-round pick and might not play for 2 years?
The
third
the,
rounder,
my,
John.
Yeah.
My minus, Richie, would be that I was hoping to attack offensive line a little earlier. I like the kid we got from Michigan late, but I was one of the people who would not have minded a lineman in, like, the first or second round. Now, I do think Mitchell's a good player, and I'm excited about him. I just hope Tyler Steen can, you know, play and all. So that's my minus there.
Yeah, no, this draft showed that they have more faith in Tyler Steen than a lot of us as fans did prior to the draft.
Look, I think Tyler Steen and Jordan Davis are the two guys who, like, they're probably heaping a lot of responsibility on, and we'll see. Sink or swim, we'll see. Because
yeah,
they, you know,
also,
I mean, because those
I
are.
I like the way Tyler Steen played in limited capacity. You know, like, he was nasty and mean, and he would try to grate people, like, smush them into the ground.
Yep.
Love that part. I can't imagine, like, counting on Jordan Davis more after watching what happened in the second half last year.
I mean, that's where they are as of now. Now, could they make a trade? Sure.
I think, you have to keep looking at that spot because of the way it looks.
Listen, maybe they're going to trade a cornerback for a defensive tackle.
They very well could.
They've got 77 cornerbacks.
Seriously. Young and old and short and tall and, geez, every different cornerback you could imagine.
I know. All right, Drew, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I would also say Dallas Goedert was kind of a winner just in them not taking a tight end at all. One thing I wanted to say on Bradbury, Joe, I know you were talking about him maybe playing slot and all. I don't think he can do it. I actually feel like the Eagles tried that a couple
I don't want him anywhere near
the
did
last
try
year.
It.
True. I don't want him anywhere near the field.
Him.
I mean, God bless the guy. Terrific career, great player in 2022. I saw enough last year to say that guy's got to go. Now, obviously, the one caveat is if he was injured,
he was banged up, and hurt, and he didn't let on, and didn't broadcast the injury.
But I will say,
see what it looks like this year.
The way they draft it doesn't speak great to that possibility.
Yeah, I think his role is like backup on the outside and mentor guy, and hopefully he's okay with that. He might not be, but he seems like, you know, a good dude, so hopefully he can just kind of embrace that. But I think he would really struggle in the slot, so don't think that can be a thing.
Let me put this out there, Drew. Appreciate the call. I someday want – Seltzer, see if you can arrange this, like, 20 years from now. I want the James Bradbury, because Drew's saying his role now is mentor guy. You think WIP at the end of my career will pay me – I don't know, $10, $15 million in 1 year, just to be a mentor.
Probably not.
Yeah. I'll mentor someone who's 10 years old right now, will be, you know, 30 years old and 20 years from now. I'll be mentor guy.
Probably not.
I mean, all right, John, I think Bradbury's going to be gone. I'll tell you that. The way this whole thing shook out, and look, I think they'll probably try to trade him.
Yeah.
But if they can't, then, look, you really got four
James
options.
Bradbury is a smart pro.
I know he is, but he just
didn't show that he could run well last year. And if that was due to just being banged up, in addition to being, you know, older or whatever, like maybe he can be a little faster. Maybe he can still be viable with his anticipation because he knows what routes to expect. He really is good at that part, just not the full speed running part.
You know who's also good at that? Like Rod Woodson. He's probably 55. Don't want to sign him. Don't want to sign him. Joel Embiid, he's looking older and older by the day. He's all, I still think he's injured. I thought Nick Nurse made a dramatic mistake yesterday. Just horrendous mistake playing Embiid the entire second half. Let's listen to Joel commenting after the game on playing so much. And look, we all know B-ball Paul was a disaster in the first half. And the Sixers had going what, you know, I remember the Cavs used to have with LeBron in his prime, where you'd be in a playoff game and he'd get you the lead and then he'd be off the court and then the lead would be gone. So Nick Nurse wanted to try to avoid that in the second half. But in the process of that, Embiid got completely wiped out. Here's Joel after the game and logging so many minutes.
In this series, so I was like, you know, I mean, I got nothing to lose. You know, I just got to push myself, and obviously it didn't work out the way I wanted to. But like I said, it's whatever it takes to win.
You know what's a really annoying line in there, John? Got nothing to lose. Wow.
I thought it was annoying that he kept saying whatever it takes to win because you didn't win. Whatever it takes
to try to win,
you didn't do it.
Right.
Like, you didn't do enough, man.
No, you didn't.
So, I think you missed the mark on that. Whatever it takes to win, you say that after you have sacrificed so much that you've won.
So, let me just say this, because I know he's kind of taking a beating, and he's going to continue to take a beating, especially, I mean, on the air here at WIP, especially if they lose game five. But I will put my hand up and say, I think he's trying really hard. Now, I'm not saying this isn't a reason to consider trading him, because I get the you can't trust him thing. I'm not eschewing that, okay? But I do believe he's trying his hardest this year. I will go back to what I said a week and a half ago. I think he's still injured, and he's clearly not fully conditioned. I mean, the two fundamental things, fully conditioned and healthy, I think he's neither.
Right.
And I think that's bad luck. Now, if you want to trade him because you say, well, we run into that bad luck all the time, and let's avoid, you know, the definition of insanity, it's a reasonable argument. I'm not saying it's not unreasonable, but I object to those, and there are many, that are implying he's not trying his hardest or that he's mentally weak. I don't think it's that this time. I think it's been that past times.
I just don't understand.
He's not capable right now of playing spry NBA basketball for 40 minutes over seven games, let alone over, like, 28 games.
You know,
can't do it.
He talked about the fact that he's been here for 10 years. Yeah. That sort of surprised me.
Well, me too.
Well, the first two he didn't play, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
The 10-year thing, it popped out to me because I thought, well, after 10 years, you should have a much better idea of what it takes to win in this league. You should, and you don't. And we continue to see it.
But John, he's actually injured.
Because,
you know, that's
on,
what I was
on,
saying in
on.
March. In
is
April.
He, though? Because
yes.
They told us it was a meniscal tear.
John, he's injured.
And they scoped it out. And that was over 2 months ago, and he had plenty of time. What I'm seeing now is him not trusting this thing, where he's got a giant brace on something that was scoped out and fixed. Unless we find out that there's another injury that happened.
Well, there was the buckle in game 81.
Look, maybe we'll never know the truth. It feels to me like Joel is not he's not going to deal with injuries the way I hope he will deal with injuries at any point in his career, because it's always too big a deal.
Look,
it's always the fixation, and you can't treat an injury like it's the thing, because it'll take away from your game, and that it always does.
Look, here's where I'll land on that one. I think what you're describing is all the past instances. I just think this one's different. I just do. I think, you know, when his knee buckled in game 8, you know what was very telling to me? When he did not play game 82. His knee buckles in game 81. Game 82, they enter that final night of the NBA regular season with a legitimate chance to get to the sixth seed and not have to play the seventh seed. And the star center was kept out of the game. And I think he re-injured his knee a little bit.
And I think this is just a matter of him. He needs to learn to trust it. It's going to feel bad. It's going to feel clunky and clicky, and things are going to pop, and you will be scared because of the way it feels.
I think that he
doesn't know how to deal with that.
I think the injury and not being conditioned are far bigger problems than his mentality. Listen, we'll just disagree. You know, it is what it is.
It is impossible to know.
It is impossible to know. That's right.
And I am basing this somewhat on previous experience. So perhaps it's unfair. Right. He has done a poor job of dealing with injury in the past. I'm attributing that to this as well, because it doesn't seem like he...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Forget, it doesn't seem like he's putting it out of his mind the way he needs to for this team to have success.
All right, Seltzer, I need something from you here. Can you just take a bite out of Tobias for me? Hockey chef, I'm off the ice. You're on the ice. Tobias Harris.
Yeah, get out of my city. Get off my team. This guy has made what, $180 million here for what, man? The stat I read before, he's played 71 second half minutes. He scored 10 points. 10 points. He has zero blocks, zero steals. He's never taken a block as a Sixer. Like, he is a waste of space. He's all obviously a waste of money.
He's never taken
a block. He's never taken a block as a Sixer.
Incredible.
Think about that. He's supposed to be a hustle, try hard guy. He's never taken a freaking block.
Kyle Lowry comes in.
Josh Harris, Josh Hart eats his lunch. Like, it's just an embarrassment.
You know, I'll say this. So we talk a lot about the disastrous mistakes the Sixers have made over the last 7 or so years. Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, Markelle Fultz, Ben Simmons, on down the line.
Harden, yeah.
The whole Harden thing, the whole bunch of things. The Tobias signing. And, frankly, let's peel the onion back further. The decision to trade for Tobias, which at the time was basically a pathway to, all right, we got to re-sign him. Like, we're going to get him with half a year to go on his deal, and then he's a free agent. And when you give up those assets to get that player, you get someone that, like, you basically got to keep, because otherwise you kind of screw your whole salary system. The irony is they got Jimmy Butler the same year and did not retain him, but they should have, and it was the same theory, and they totally bungled it. But the point is, like, it wasn't just signing him. It was actually selecting him. And I'll give someone credit. Spike Eskin. I will never forget the morning after the 76ers had acquired Tobias Harris. Spike looked right at me and was like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to quote him verbatim, but basically he was saying, they went in for this guy, and he's probably not good enough for this guy to be the guy they go in on. Not just what they're trading, that is basically like, all right, you're going to give this guy a max, and you're going to be hitched to him for the next 5 years thereafter. And, I mean, he was dead on. I mean, Tobias Harris is killing the Sixers. I saw something where, I forget the exact number, I think it was 11 or 9. He's made either like 9 or 11 baskets the whole series. Like, he's played in 4 games. John, he's got like 38 points or 40 points or 36 points or something. Like, he's made a couple 3-pointers.
I have no faith he'll make anything happen.
He's horrendous.
I expect him to miss when he shoots, and I expect it to be, you know, like a weak attempt.
Well, that's the other thing.
In sort of guarding and staying in front of guys.
Weakness is
the
other problem.
He gets blown by all the time defensively.
But he's in zero free throws in the second half. Right. Think about that. Like, he never goes up strong. He never, like, takes it to the hoop. Like, he is so weak as
a
player.
He's weak. And he's physically weak. He's physically weak. He's mentally weak. He's obviously aging. I mean, it's like, it is so over with him. Ed in Phoenixville. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Ed?
Joe said impotent first, so I'm going to piggyback off of that with Tobias Harris and say it was a flaccid effort on his part.
It was.
It
was.
Yeah.
Man.
It, another thing, sort of revision from the I'm a man, I'm 46. It's, I'm a man, I'm 46 points by your bench.
Well, yeah. You know, Ed, their bench stinks, but you do give his causality to play.
I'm a man. I'm 46. Morgan,
now that is when the 76ers made us proud, Ed.
Yeah. So just one more thing, then I'll jump off. You know, I was taught playing sports, both football, with run blocking and rebounding in basketball, it's about 1-2. It's not as much about ability. Yep. So when you let a guy who's, 6'3", 6'4", grab 17 rebounds, that's on you, Tobias. Like, find Josh Hart and box him out. Like, that's I got nothing else. I'm so frustrated.
I get it, man. I get it. You're not wrong at all. I mean, it's a disaster. Tobias on the boards is killing him. Oubre, he's slight. See, I will say this. And I know people don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it. Two small guards are not going to rebound much. Oubre is not going to rebound much. Embiid can't jump.
You know what, though?
Tobias is overmatched.
It is about urgency. Think about yesterday at the end of the game when Kyle Lowry tried to take a three, and he knew it was off the moment he released it.
You're right.
He immediately took off to the hoop, got his own rebound. It's effort.
This team
needs to play with more effort. Like Kyle Lowry, when he knows he missed the three, you can all crash the boards with that same sense of urgency every time a shot goes up.
So that's
what the Knicks are doing, and that's why they're winning.
I agree, but here's where I'm going to slight disagree. I think you're only talking about one or two players, Tobias Harris and Embiid, if you want to put him in that category. I have no problem with the effort of anybody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have a problem with the effort of Lowry, Batum?
No. Well, with Batum
a little bit.
Oh, Batum,
come on.
James, he's so old.
He is so old. I agree.
It's not an effort issue. The guy
doesn't put his back on people. There's no
oldness,
there's no, like, they don't box out. They don't do these things on, like, the simple stuff. Yeah. They just don't. Joel Embiid is the biggest guy out there, and he got 10 rebounds. Josh Hart had 17. Like, I know you're tired and all that, but I mean, like, what are we talking about here? It's a playoff game. Like, I'm flummoxed by this.
You know,
this.
Nick Nurse,
eight
though,
rebounds
made
the game before that. Like, he's the biggest guy on the freaking court, man.
James, Nick Nurse, though, did have a massive miscalculation.
I agree, but, like,
I mean,
at the same time,
decision was
I agree,
a disaster.
But they keep, like, the numbers
but
were, like, they were
Joel.
Plus 48 with Embiid on the floor and minus 39 with him. Like, whatever. I know it was a bad decision, but at the same time, when no one gives you anything, putting Paul Reed out there is an automatic, you're going to lose 10 points against the other team, like, It was a mistake. Well, listen, but also he's in a spot like he just doesn't really have.
Well,
dudes.
No, I agree.
Nick
look,
Nurse's
you know,
decision no. or was it Joel's decision to play?
I don't know. I mean, ultimately the coach is the coach, but maybe they both wanted to do it. I'll say this: to me, that one, in large part, roundabout way, goes on Daryl Morey, because I told you at the time they gave freaking B-ball Paul whatever the hell $20-something million last year, and I was like, what for this guy? Now, I know $20 million in the NBA isn't $20 million in other walks of life, all right? Scrubs make $5 to $10 million
still
a year.
A lot of money.
Yeah, yes. I mean, in a salary cap world, yeah. Like, he's just not good.
They've never really been able to solve that backup position.
And I mean,
it's been a rotation.
Yes, it's been a total. It's been a debacle. All right, let me tell you what has not been a debacle lately. The Phillies. Let me give you some facts. And this is courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia, which after the Phillies win, yesterday, and the sweep, put up a cool graphic with some good facts. Straight facts for you, John. Here we go.
Straight facts.
Phils, 19-10, best record since 2011 for the Phillies. 18 wins in April, ties their franchise record with 2 days to go. 11-2 record in the last 13 games, and a 17-6 record in the last 23.
That's amazing.
It is.
I do not remember anything like that for the duration of our show at any point.
No, it's pretty spectacular. And then 6.3 runs per game in their last 12 games, and 21 home runs in their last 12 games.
I'll add one more fact. They're only one of three teams that have 19 wins. They're tied for that. I mean, I know they're behind the Braves, but them, the Braves, and the Yankees, the only three teams in baseball with 19 wins.
You know what is probably the most impressive of all facts, and sadly I don't have it in front of me, whatever the starting pitching ERA is.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, you have, like, all these dudes that are amongst the leaders in baseball for ERA, like a whole bunch of them. Turnbull. I mean, Nola's
Ranger
one of the highest
guys, yeah.
Ranger and Wheeler.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to have these arms. It's really great. Now, the Taiwan thing obviously is going to irritate people for however long it lasts, and we'll see how long it lasts. And man, the Sixers are just – it's tough, man. You love them, but you kind of can't stand them at the same time. It's weird.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.